Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt McCucci from the 79th Venice International Film Festival, and I'm joined by Joel Edgerton. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
It's a real pleasure to have you presenting the film Master Gardener by Paul Schrader, who's also receiving a Career Achievement Award. He's a legend, you know, just one of my favorites. What was it like working with him? Start off.
It was really excellent, actually. I mean, you know, I have a real compulsion, an interest in filmmakers that I grew up watching and learning from, and watching great performances in movies that they've made. And in his case, he wrote, you know, Taxi Driver and Raging Bull, and that, in a way, indirectly shaped my interest in becoming an actor, because he was writing roles for men that became these identifiers as young guys at drama school when I was going to, you know, through college. Was like, those are the kinds of roles I want to play. And then years later, the opportunity to work with him came up, and I was very taken with the movie First Reformed.
Yeah, that's
and
great
to
one.
See that Paul, who had written these great movies back in the day, was making these such specific, intentioned, quality, you know, hard-boiled small movies that were really special. And then to be able to be an actor for him felt like there was no question that I'd want to be a part of it, you know. And the actual then, that's all before I even knew him. And then I got to work with him and see just how specific and clear and planned he is about his stories, his characters, the reasons behind making the films. There's nothing that's loose and unclear about what he wants.
Yeah.
You know, and I got to be one of his central characters, which is a real honor.
Well, as a male viewer, I definitely agree. He's among the best at representing various shades of masculinity. And in terms of, do we have enough time for another question?
Yeah,
just checking. In terms of the character that you portray, it seems like the past is just something that's particular. I mean, how do you deal with the past of this character? He's trying to keep it concealed. It's a difficult kind of situation, kind of rapport he has with it. How do you deal with it in interpreting such a role and entering such a role?
It's a good question, because some audience members, I imagine, will not be able to forgive a past like Narvel, my character, has. And other people might argue that, yes, as a human being, like the garden that is the metaphor in the film, this ability to tear up the garden, to replant, to, you know, regrow. But I do believe that our past, reconciling our past, is also about who we encounter in our life. And in this film, obviously, to form a relationship with another person, an intimate relationship, even if that relationship lasts, but to cross the threshold of an intimate relationship, to not be able to open the doors to everything that you are, and that includes the experiences of your past, then it can't be a truly integrated and honest, intimate relationship. So the risk for Narvel is to get close to this woman. He needs to reveal the darker side of himself, and whether she is willing to navigate that or not will be judged by the audience in their own way. But for Paul, I can tell that his idea is this optimistic view that we are allowed to incorporate our past and continue to move forward and be part of the human race.
Well, Joel, unfortunately, I would love to keep chatting with you, but they're telling
me. Sorry,
to,
I'm very long-winded in my answers.
That was awesome. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Thank you.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.